This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today at the White House, Sergeant First Class Paul Smith will receive the Medal of Honor. That's the nation's highest military award. Sergeant Smith will receive it posthumously. 2 years ago today, Sergeant Smith's platoon was under a fierce assault by Iraqi forces. He was a 33-year-old combat engineer from Tampa, Florida. He evacuated wounded soldiers, organized a defense, and took control of a machine gun to fend off the attack. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports on a man who's credited with saving dozens of American lives.
On the morning of April 4, 2003, an armored battalion from the 3rd Infantry Division's 2nd Brigade was fighting its way into Baghdad and toward Saddam Hussein International Airport. At the airport, the 2nd Brigade unit would link up with 1st Brigade, which was still battling for full control of one of the most strategically important pieces of ground in the effort to overthrow Saddam Hussein.
You could hear the firefight going on around us. Sky was full of black smoke. It looked like a storm was moving in or something.
That's Army Sergeant Matthew Keller, a team leader for 2nd Platoon Bravo Company, 11th Combat Engineers. Still facing sporadic Iraqi counterattacks around the airport, 2nd Platoon got orders to quickly establish a holding area for enemy prisoners. The platoon was on the east side of the airport. The platoon leader was on a reconnaissance mission, so command fell to Sergeant First Class Paul Smith. He picked an open courtyard area on the northern flank as the best spot for the temporary holding pen. But soon, two soldiers on guard duty noticed enemy movement. An estimated 50 to 100 Iraqi Republican Guard and Saddam Fedayeen fighters were surging toward them. Sergeant Keller.
They were moving into fighting positions that were already pre-dug. They were just dropping down into the ground. I seen a bunch of muzzle flashes and rounds hitting near us and all around us.
Almost immediately, Iraqi mortar and rocket-propelled grenade rounds joined the heavy gunfire. Army Medal of Honor records say that Sergeant First Class Smith took firm control. He threw a fragmentation grenade over a nearby wall and ordered a Bradley fighting vehicle to move up, all while directing his men to return fire. He told Private Gary Evans and Sergeant Keller to help form a defensive line, and he asked for a shoulder-fired anti-tank missile. Again, Sergeant Keller.
The blast caught me off guard and knocked me down, and he was a little shaken up himself, but he was still smiling. He said, "Get him another one."
Sergeant Smith fired off another one, but the Iraqis kept coming. Things weren't looking good. The Bradley that had moved in to help was hit by a rocket and was out of ammunition. At almost the same time, a mortar round hit the unit's main armored personnel carrier, or APC, injuring 3 soldiers inside. Dozens of soldiers and a nearby aid station were at risk. Sergeant Smith, who hadn't slept at all the night before, helped evacuate the wounded. He then climbed into the damaged APC and took over the 50 caliber machine gun.
He could have easily ordered another soldier to get up in the 50 cal, but he did it himself.
Witnesses say Sergeant Smith told a soldier next to him, "Feed more ammo whenever you hear the gun go quiet." Sergeant Smith's torso was sticking out of the vehicle above a nearby wall, exposing himself to enemy fire from his front and from a nearby tower where Iraqi soldiers had taken up positions. With the Bradley fighting vehicle out of ammunition and out of action, and Iraqi troops still moving forward, Sergeant Keller says he shouted to Sergeant Smith that they should consider pulling back.
I yelled out to him to come out of there because that Bradley was gone, and he looked at me real quick and gave a cutthroat symbol like he's not leaving because it was too loud to yell. I wouldn't have heard him anyways, and he kept on firing. And I feel if he would not have stayed up there, there probably would have been several more American casualties, and they may have taken over that area if he hadn't have stayed up there like he did.
When Sergeant Keller returned a short time later, Sergeant Smith had been hit. He died at a nearby combat first aid station. Today at the White House, Paul Smith's widow, Birgit, and their 2 children and other family members will accept the Medal of Honor for his valor above and beyond the call of duty that April morning 2 years ago. It's the first Medal of Honor awarded since 2002, when the late Vietnam War Captain Rocky Versace became the first Army prisoner of war to receive the Medal of Honor for bravery in captivity. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.